Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, November the 6th. Think for a minute. And you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Bob is away and will be joining us at about half past the hour. So we'll look forward to him joining us tonight. And until that time, let's go ahead and enjoy the call. Let's pray it in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a really interesting, fun teaching for she and I to comment on. Lord God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for everything that we have. And we pray for things that are coming. We pray for the blessing to come in. And we can get started with all the projects and so on that we plan to start and be with for a long, long time. Thank you for everybody listening to the call. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a great time. Let's see what the teaching will be tonight, and we'll comment on it.
I'm happy to bring what I hope is going to be a very beautiful and expansive teaching, and I want to dedicate this to people that are on happy trails.
And you know who you are.
And you know who you are. All kingdoms become God's kingdom. The kingdom of God is a present tense reality. It's manifest whenever the dominion of the king is realized. Kingdom. Practically speaking, the kingdom of God is seen whenever the effects of Jesus' lordship are demonstrated over the broken issues in life. As those issues of life are transformed through God's redemptive touch and God's redemptive perception, they always manifest the presence of God's kingdom. The kingdom of God is in the unseen world, but it has an effect on the visible. This is illustrated in the ministry of Jesus. When the unseen kingdom of God was manifested, healing and deliverance were given to people. There are only two of the manifestations of the kingdom, and there are countless more. Those are only two of the manifestations of the kingdom, and there are countless more. When he performed those miracles, he illustrated the effects of his rule, God's manifested kingdom. Paul stated, "The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy." Romans 14:17. It's not of the natural world. But as it is for the blind man who now sees, it has become evident through a change in the natural. The effects of this kingdom are seen and measurable in what Jesus taught and practiced. As a result, we learn through his example that the kingdom of God is here. It is now. But truth is often held in tension. That's what seemingly opposite concepts are held together, and they in turn create tension in our thinking. Truth lies in that tension. In this case, it is the fact that the kingdom of God is present, and yet the fullness of the kingdom of God cannot be fully realized perhaps now, as our bodies could not withstand the glory. And so we live with this reality, moving daily towards the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is both now and not yet. That is the act of faith. That is the act that we all are participating in, realizing it is here, holding our intention, and being together to celebrate that it is through us that it will be birthed. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, that was interesting, Sue. Thank you for that teaching. Yes, the kingdom of God is all around us. That's like the greater circle. If you draw a big circle, that's the kingdom of God. And inside of that is the kingdom of heaven. And then inside of that circle is another kingdom as well. So that's a wonderful concept that, you know, it is. The kingdom of God is alive and well and here. And it's just a matter of us subscribing to it and being part of it, which we are. We are all part of it. And so now it's like, okay, who is king? Who is king in your life? You know, Jesus will be coming back one day in the second coming as the King of King and kings and Lord of lords. You know, he's the king to which every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so it's going to be an interesting, fun challenge for a lot of people at that time. The church itself, which is the body of Christ, you know, is in this dispensation of grace that we're in now, will be called out of the earth. It'll be caught away. It'll be gathered up to meet with Jesus in the clouds. So we won't be here for the seven-year tribulation. We're not here. We're in heaven for the marriage supper of the Lamb, celebration time. But those that are still here will face the tribulation. And it's nothing. I don't want to get into the depth of that. That's a huge topic. But let me just say, Sue, I like the teaching. I like where it was going. And I think it really is remarkable to think in terms of the kingdom of God, which we're all a part of. We're in it right now. This earthly realm that we're in right now is part of that kingdom. So that's what I got out of the teaching so far without going too deep, Sue. What do you say about this teaching, and what would you say it means for us?
Well, I'm going to take a little bit of a, let me see, I don't know how to frame the point of view, but I love what you said. The kingdom of God is within you. And the way we practice and the way we reach that kingdom is instilling our mind and becoming one with that kingdom of God, which is, I'm going to call it consciousness. I'm going to call it being with Christ. And it's very interesting because my thing is, you know, where faith and neuroscience and consciousness science meet. And we're at a very interesting place where there's an urgent request in, it's called the Frontiers in Science paper, where they're saying we have to understand how ideas and consciousness flow through us. And because of AI and all of that, and what I see happening is that as people deepen, as they have this money and they deepen their connection to Christ through their daily living and embodying that, Christ becomes more prevalent through us, and we're going to go through a period where the body of Christ, as you said, becomes much more evident in the way we're living, the way we're connecting with each other. And so I see it as bringing Christ down through us into the earth. The kingdom of God will be much more evident by removing this survival instinct and the scarcity and working together and being in our hearts. And so, to me, this teaching was a vision of what we are to live and embody and practice so that we could transform the earth as long as we held that vision so deeply inside of us that it moved through us out into the earth. So that's my viewpoint, Bruce.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Yeah, I think that's good, and I think that it's a heart thing. It's not about the head. It's about heart knowledge and what we do and who Christ is to us and who the Holy Spirit is that dwells on the inside of us. And that's heart and it's faith. Faith and heart. Yep. Thank you, Sue. I like that teaching. Thank you very much. So as I mentioned earlier, Bob will be joining us at 1:30. So we're going to move into the prayer and praise segment. Sue, see if we have any prayer requests or any praise reports tonight.
So we have one from Pastor Scott from Jeannie. So everybody seems to be pretty stable at the moment.
Prayed up. Yeah.
I'm still believing, this is from Pastor Scott, that the RV is very, very close. I know my thinking has for quite some time. It's a gut feeling, but many of you, Big Call Universe, feel the same way. We can't wait to serve humanity. Life will be different as we know it. We see some of those changes already. My prayer is to trust the pulling of the Holy Spirit as we go along. Short and sweet. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. That's right. Right on the money.
And now we're going to go to, hold on. Where's Jeannie? Here we go. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. It is by his crucifixion, death, and resurrection that gives us true freedom from the bondage of sin. Galatians 5:1. Romans 8:28 is a well-known Bible verse that says, "And we know that for those that love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose." Thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us with this RV opportunity to do good for others. Help us be great stewards with this beautiful blessing. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call, especially med beds and RV blessing to come to fruition ASAP. Today, we pray for the big call platform, family, all the leaders, and millions of listeners, everyone working behind the scenes, everyone's physical, mental, and spiritual health, everyone's prayer requests for healing, and especially unity and world peace. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe.
Thank you, Jeannie.
And those are our prayer and praise. Yeah.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, that was really good. I appreciate that. And I'll have something to say about what you mentioned in your prayer, Jeannie, in my segment tonight. So you triggered something in my mind. Thank you, Sue. Now, I know that you have something that is of value for us that you always do, and you're going to bring out to us on the big call tonight. So I'm interested in what that would be and anything else that you think we should know about at this late stage of the game.
And it is incredibly valuable. I mean, I got startled by discovering this a couple of days ago. So everybody get your pens out, because this is kind of game-changing moment right now. And it's helping you to be future-ready and future-proof. And something that I don't think even I realized is part of what we're all doing together. And hopefully you get this every time you come to this segment and what you're listening to when you're growing in your health identity, your Christ identity. And my job, my passion, my love is to grow your identity to serve at your highest capacity for yourself, for your family, for your project. I'm going to read a testimonial really quickly and then we'll get into it. This was from the program Designing Your Best Future. Meeting in the group with Sue's leadership and guidance gave exponential peace to me personally about the bold new future and my role as a project leader and the beautiful change beginning in our world. These classes brought me clarity, peace, and confidence. I'm forever grateful for Sue and the great hearts in the group. We're now ready to be architects of the unseen world. Thank you, Sue. I can't thank you enough. I feel in my spirit the future is now upon us, but I so hope to connect with you in the future so we can celebrate and appreciate all the new exciting changes. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. So why am I going to offer you, and it's really strange because we've been focusing on the med beds a lot, which is also something you have to prepare for. Here's what we're all doing, and I don't think everybody really knows how important it is. And I didn't realize in the group, the leadership group that you hear us having classes, and unfortunately they get full early, I will get messages about when are we having our next class? When are we having our next class? When's the next class? It turns out, no, it's really interesting because I know it's $100, which is a fraction of what you would pay in any other group that doesn't have it. So it's really contextualized for a humanitarian founder. It's emotional. It's psychological. It's developmental. But it turns out the number one expert in the world, a man by the name of Robert Keegan, Harvard, number one expert in leadership development and identity development in adulthood, says that if you're not preparing for your future self, if you're not living and thinking in advance of a role you're about to take on, the chances of you becoming overwhelmed or basically being challenged beyond what I know anybody on this call wants to experience, when you don't provide structure for your future self, you will naturally return to familiar patterns. A map helps the new self stay alive and grow. And that you need to constantly, now just think about this, you guys. For mothers, I think mothers or men that are going into a new job or women that are going into a new job, when you're training for a new job or looking for a new job, you're thinking about it, you're practicing it, you're imagining it, you're developing yourself around it. And we created Designing Your Best Future so that you would have a map of what you're going to do from the minute you walk out of the Redemption Center. So you're not walking without a compass. Like, how are you going to move through the Premier Banker? How are you going to connect with the people that you need to connect with and not connect with the people that are going to try to sell you everything? How are you energetically going to make your decisions, your habits, and your opportunities align so that you're moving into this redemption world, new house, new this, new, and helping your family navigate that. We developed this program so you can walk through the first class. It's the most important class, so I hope a lot of people will take advantage of it, because we really are. I don't know why I didn't make it available. I guess because we just needed to focus on the med beds for a while. Here's what you would do. You get Designing Your Best Future, and you would listen to the very first class for probably 2 days, because it's going to tell you how to get your rhythm while you're leaving the Redemption Center, who to talk to, what to do. It's very experiential. It's like you're going to be living in a movie of how you're going to be moving through this. And that's what makes it so different. It's based on the number one leader in leadership development at Harvard, Anne Christ's teachings, showing you that you've got to get this whole new architecture, this whole new map inside of you. Not like you're just going to go and just figure it out as you go along. You could do that. But if you do it that way, your nervous system, guaranteed, is going to be overheated, because there's going to be so much new stuff coming at you. And so we developed the classes. There are four classes. They take you through the first 12 months so that you have, it's not like do this, do this, do this. It's feel and experience this. This is what you want to consider. Reflect on how you would decide about this. It helps you go inside yourself and develop the rhythm of how you're going to move through your family, move through what's coming to you, with suggestions on, you don't need to be taking all their, what they're going to sell you or what they're going to do for you, etc. And it moves through who you're going to hire, who you're not going to hire, how to move through it so you pay attention to pacing yourself and you're not trying to do it like you do your life today. Robert Keegan talks about meaning. Everybody on this call is going to be at a completely, what creates meaning in your life? It's all going to be new. When this goes, everything in your life, everything in everyone's life, not just your life, not just currency holders. And so Designing Your Best Future is going to help you get grounded in the choices that honor your mission, your clarity, your rhythm, so you don't get this like, how am I going to handle my family and these people? And we give you the scaffolding. And he talks about nobody develops alone. But rather than having people talk at you, you're going to have a feeling of, okay, all you have to do is listen to one class a week. You just got to get the first class under. If you were really, really smart, you get the first class under your belt, like how to move through getting your real estate, how to bypass all the chaos and maybe all the people trying to do this and this and this. It simplifies it. So if you want clarity, if you want to move into this without being overloaded, if you have a fear of how do I handle my family and this and that, we go through everything that is the transitional aspects, the growth aspects, and we make it so you get to internalize the rhythm that is right for you without feeling lost. And I've had people that were leaders, friends of mine, who was one of the best leaders in the world. And he talked about how he loved these classes. But you know what? He was so used to an adrenaline kind of leadership, an outer leadership, that he struggled with creating his own, like, what was his rhythm? What did he want to do? What? It's a really acute problem out there. I've been doing this for 35 years. So if you're a person that wants to get grounded, that you want to feel like the kingdom of God in you is stabilizing in you, and that makes a difference to you and your family, so that you don't feel like you're swimming in a bunch of new stuff and you don't know where you're going and you don't know how to navigate all this. This is coming from exposure through Bruce to the people that are around us for the past. This is based on 10 years of research, 35 years of leading people through intense transition. If you're interested in that, send us an email to integratedminds, integrated minds, at hushmail.com. Put DYBF 100, and for $25 a class, you're going to get the architecture. You're going to get the nervous system plus meditation to move you so that you're gliding. If you do the meditation especially, you're gliding through and you're going to see yourself as the person that is already knowing how to navigate the things that you'll be facing. And if you don't have it, it's going to feel like everything is outside of you. It's going to feel like you versus them. It's going to keep you in that stress circuit. It's going to keep you in survival. My biggest passion is to bring heaven and live heaven through the way you embody Christ's teachings and the way you gain clarity by internalizing who you'd like to be in these different situations. So I hope you take advantage of it. It's not going to be available after the 800s are out. It's incredibly crucial so you know what you're going through. And most of all, it's designed to support you so you feel safe, you feel competent, you feel at ease, and you feel that you're getting to walk it out in a rhythm that is right for you. You're sovereign. So that's my segment for tonight, and it is 9:29, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Beautiful. Let me wrap up and just say for you. Okay,
there's,
I think Bob's coming
Bob.
In. Bob's
yep.
coming in right on time. So let me just yep. say this before Bob comes in. Let me just say.
Mute, Bob, mute.
If, let's say he's got a little background yep. noise.
Yeah.
Let me just say this, Sue. If you have PayPal, let Sue know in your email. If you don't have
yeah,
PayPal, let her know that you don't have
yeah,
it.
That's great.
Okay, and she'll
yeah.
figure another way for you and put your name and your cell phone number inside your email that you send to Sue. Okay? Then just do that, okay? It'll make it a lot easier for her to deal with everything. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it. As we move into Bob, here he is. Come on in, Bob.
There
Try
he
to
is.
Get to a quiet place if you can, and we'd love to hear from you.
Hey, Bruce. Yeah, I'm just walking
there
outside.
Okay.
And it'll be
Great.
Quiet in a second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty warm here, so we can walk outside. And
yes, nice.
Yeah, so just at the mastermind. And,
okay.
Really quite enlightening. I'll just tell you one thing that came
yeah.
about today that we heard about. And, you know, we hear about a lot of new inventions in the world of health and wellness. And there was a woman here that was a spokesperson for a company that just invented and is starting their human trials with the FDA, a new device to totally replace mammograms and biopsies for women screenings for breast cancer. And there's a lot of problems currently with the screenings they have, the pain,
the squeezing of the breast.
And then it's not very reliable, the results. And so there's a company that invented a brand new device that works 10 times better. It's way more magnification, it's less radiation, and no pain at all. And so they just are starting the human trials with the FDA. And, you know, the good news is in the state of Montana and soon in Florida, people are going to be able to have access to treatments from medical devices right after the phase one trials. So every state is allowed to set their own requirements regarding FDA approvals. Usually there's three phases of trials, and then there's approval. But now in Montana and Florida, you're going to be able to get treatments or diagnostics after the conclusion of the phase one. So it's going to be save 2 or 3 years of time for those states. And in some cases, you know, the approvals will save people's lives. And so that was one of the presentations today. It's like an announcement of this new invention. And, you know, it just goes from there. You know, Jonathan Otto is here. He spoke for about a half an hour about red light therapy. And that's the red light therapy devices that we have on our site now. And Jonathan's guy who's made 25 documentary films about health and wellness and is a very, very famous advocate of compassionate care and alternative care. So I've been spending a lot of time talking with him about how, you know, the various devices work for what things. And so it's been a really great experience. There's a lot more, too, because there's 100 people here, right? So numerous different people in the healthcare field, but also in every other field as well, from cryptocurrency to all different types of businesses. And each person is coming with an innovation that is going to totally disrupt the industry that they're in.
Wow.
And that's why they're here. And so I'll give you another example. A guy that is a contractor building buildings and renovating buildings, and 25 years he's had hassles with getting permits for his projects. And so he's using an AI-driven software program to speed up the process by like 20 times.
Wow.
And he's rolling out the software now to contractors all over the world to use.
And expedite.
You know, and just big game changer types of inventions. Some of them just mind-boggling. And they come to the board of advisors for support from their colleagues to help them bring each new creation, you know, to fruition so that the world can benefit from it. And so that's what I'm doing here. And, just wanted to say, Bruce, the sale that we've had going on that everybody's been taking advantage of is still going.
Okay.
You know, you get up to 20% off.
Yep.
For the for your purchases. And
based on volume.
I think we're going to run it. Yeah, I think we're going to run it till the end of the weekend.
Okay.
Yep.
It'll take us through Sunday. That's good. All right. Oh, that's great. Anything else you want to mention? Because I'll tell them the details if you like of the sale.
Yeah.
Create your own
sale. That would
be
good if you,
okay.
If you do that for me, Bruce.
Yep.
I'm going to go back in and eat my dinner before it gets too cold.
Dinner. Exactly. Okay,
yeah.
Bob. That's what I'm thinking. All right. Thanks. I'll let them know. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
All right. Talk
bye,
to
Bruce.
You again.
Bye, Sue.
Bye,
Bob. Bye. Bye, Bob.
So what Bob was alluding to with the sale is it's based on the volume of the order. We talked about it Tuesday night. If you spend $75 in any of the products total, you get 10% off your order. If you spend $150, you get 15% off your order. And if you step all the way up to a $200 order total, you would get 20% off your order. So this is an opportunity to put products like Myotrol and products that don't normally go on sale, essentially you're putting them on sale yourself. Any of the products in the entire Boomers categories, you can pick and do any volume that you want. But as you get up, as you get above 150 and go to 200 or more, you pick up 20%. So it's a good way, for example, I'm out or getting low on Myotrol. I'm going to do an order tomorrow, pick up some Myotrol, put it on sale, because I think I'm going to top out at $200 and put it on sale for me at 20% off, which is great because Myotrol probably isn't going to go on sale very much, very often. Okay, so take advantage of that. Premium probiotics, all of that stuff, lignans, all kinds of things. So that's what is available. Now, how do you get to the site? Go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my website. And when you get there, you'll see a banner at the top of the page that says Boomers. It's a direct link into Bob's website. Click on it. Boom. You're right into Bob's website and go through, see all the products. And then you can go to the on sale and see the deal at 10, 15, or 20% off, and then go ahead and build your order out, put it in your cart, and check out. It's that simple. Now, if you are somebody who has a question or just wants to have help in a certain area of the products or site, or you have a question, just give customer support a call using the toll-free number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. Good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And that's what we're on. Okay, so give them a call. And I'm going to be calling in tomorrow. And putting my order in. Now, that's really what I want to say from Bob's point of view. I'm glad he was able to make it in tonight. And this sale is going to go through the weekend, which would mean take it probably all the way up till Sunday night or 9 a.m. in the morning, probably on Monday. All right, so go ahead and take advantage of that. And that takes care of that. So let's go ahead and talk about Intel. Let's see what's going on that's different from what we had Tuesday night. Now, where we are right now, we do have people that are able to talk with us. We do have some people that are different types of sources that get back to us. There are a couple of sources that said that tomorrow, the 7th, was in play for notifications. And the same person brought out the dates of the 11th and 12th. Of November, which is Veterans Day, is the 11th, that's Tuesday, and the 12th is Wednesday. I think that we also heard that we would be able to get toll-free numbers out over the weekend, that they would be coming to us over the weekend. I think that's very possible. Here's the situation. I don't know that it's going to be a problem. Veterans Day is on Tuesday, the 11th of November, and it is a federal holiday, and as such, banks will be closed. Now, I don't think they'll initiate something for the redemption centers without the banks also being open. Not that we need the banks to be open at the redemption centers. We don't. But I think President Trump wants this to be a fair start, a shotgun start, and I think those that don't have the wherewithal or the wisdom to use redemption centers might just stumble into a bank. That's okay, but it's not what is really recommended. Redemption centers are going to have better rates, certainly on the dong and dinar, at least on the dinar, and of course you can't redeem Zim at a bank, only at the redemption centers. That's why we've used the term redemption center as opposed to exchange center. Exchange center, yeah, if you've got dinar and dong and rupiah and Afghani and Bolivar, et cetera, yeah, you can exchange it in the redemption center. But you cannot redeem the Zim at a bank, only at the redemption center. All right? So that's really an important distinction. So what we've got is the possibility of getting notified as early as tomorrow, but more likely the weekend, and then exchanges to start. Hey, could they start Monday? I guess they could. And then skip over Tuesday, Veterans Day, and then start right on through with Wednesday? I don't know, guys, if that's what they're going to want to do. But we know that we need to get this thing started and go through it and get in and do our exchanges and do our redemption of Zim and get out. And then last Tuesday, as you guys remember, I did a full rundown on everything that is supposed to happen at the redemption center when you go in. And I think I covered that in pretty good detail, so I won't be going into that tonight. But I want to tell you about something else that we've heard from two separate sources. And that is that President Trump is to make an announcement on Thanksgiving Day that talks about the quantum financial system, the fact that we're on our new currency by then, the USN, and that we have an asset-backed currency. Now, will it come out before then? I think it will. Will it get acknowledged as the new currency before then? Question mark. Don't know. But I know he is supposed to make an announcement on Thanksgiving Day that says that we are free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last. Martin Luther King Jr., right? What are we free from? I think we're going to be free from financial slavery. I think we're going to be free from, hopefully, an announcement about taxes, free from taxes. In other words, at least an initiation of NASARA and what's included in it. Now, we're going to have financial freedom when you and I exchange and redeem our Zim. We're going to have much better freedom and better financial ability when we receive our Doge payments. When are the Doge payments going to come out? Remember, they're $200,000 to about $495,000 based on your age. Not to be confused with R&R. The Doge payments are supposed to kick in when we start exchanges. So let's say we get started Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm thinking Wednesday, which is the 12th. That's when the Doge payments should be going out as direct deposits to everybody that has a Social Security number and is and has a bank account. That's how they should go. Now, what about R&R? I checked on R&R today, and the best information we have is that the R&R, the Restitution Reconciliation Allowance, should come out 1 or 2 days before Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving is going to be on the 27th, Thursday the 27th. So maybe this comes out Tuesday or Wednesday, the 25th or 26th, that we get our R&R as direct deposits. And I'm hoping that's how we get it, guys, and not at the Redemption Center. Now, if it's at the Redemption Center and we go in on the 12th or 13th for our redemption and currency exchanges, hey, if it's there and it's in our quantum account, so be it. Okay, that's fine. But I'd prefer to have it as a direct deposit to my bank directly. And because the quantum account's going to have all the other currency and ZIM money in it to begin with. So why do we need to pile on trillions and trillions of more money on top of what's already in there? It's not what I want to do. But I know I can make a note of how much it is and take it and move it out and all that good stuff. Yeah, it's just, it would save me a couple steps. That's the reason I like it. That's the direct deposit. So I think, I don't know this, but I hope that President Trump will announce some aspects of NYSARA on Thanksgiving. And we will have a Financial Freedom Day. And we'll be all set and ready to go. And we'll be all set for Christmas shopping and all that good stuff. Should be really good. Now, it doesn't mean that I think we're going to wait until then for the RV and our exchanges. It's not what I'm saying at all. You guys know me. I'm very clear on what I say. And I'm saying right now we're looking at the possibility of the weekend for notifications. And right now, the start of exchanges could be as early as Monday, but more than likely, I'm going to say Wednesday. Wednesday is the 12th. Now, there may be something that's significant that happens around Veterans Day, but I do know that it is a bank holiday. The banks are closed. So I'm going to say beware of that. Maybe we start Monday and leapfrog over Veterans Day, celebrate that, and then go back in the redemption centers on Wednesday. We'll see on the 12th. We'll see what happens. But that's what I really wanted to bring out. That's how close we are. Now, I would say the best thing that you can do right now, in the meantime, which is what we're in, the meantime, A, keep your plan A moving. Keep working if you're working. If not, get a job and be somebody. No, I'm just kidding. Get a job. If you're low on funds and you don't think you can make it until Tuesday, Wednesday, then do what you need to do. Plan A is in play. Plan A is what we're doing until the blessing comes. You guys know that. I've said that for I don't know how many years now. That's really what it kind of amounts to. Now, what else did I want to mention about that? That in the meantime, this is the time to catch Sue and send her an email about DYBF, Designing Your Best Future 100, DYBF 100. Send her the email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And send it out to her, and then let her know if you have PayPal or don't, and if you can use PayPal or not, in other words, and then put your name and your telephone number in the body of the email. Now, here's the whole point of it. When you come out of that redemption center, you want to be grounded, you want to be centered, you want to know what it is you plan to do. What's your next step? What are you going to do when you come out and you've got all of this money, your head is swimming with what you're going to do next? Well, DYBF will help you discern what it is you need to do next so that you're not overwhelmed. You come out focused. You're happy. You're going to celebrate in your own quiet way. Not by rounds of drinks at the bar, none of that. You want to just just go ahead and enjoy this. Let's stay on the down low. And you want to just go ahead and make sure that you've heard at least one or two of those classes. Now, all four nights of that class, DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, are on one audio recording that you will be able to get and click through and listen to the whole thing, including all four meditations. Catch those and listen to the whole thing at your own leisure, at your own timing. But get it. Get it so you have it and can start listening to it before we even go in for our exchanges. Get it to where you're prepared for the exchange process and everything that comes out afterwards when you walk out of the Redemption Center and you're giddy and you're excited and you're happy and you're smiling and you're getting ready to jump in the car and go home or whatever you're going to go. But do that. It's very important to get it. It's a real value. Like Sue said in her segment, it's only $25 a class. You get four nights of classes, total of 6 hours, for $100. It's a great buy. Go ahead and do it. It's going to be worth it, and it's going to be worth a lot more than the cost of DYBF 100. Okay? So make sure you do that. Send those emails tonight, integrated, integrated, minds, minds, at hushmail.com. Okay? Send that out tonight and let Sue get those out to you before the numbers come out. I think we're going to have a really good weekend. I think we do need to keep an eye on emails over the weekend. And, you know, maybe it's over the weekend, but get it. We're supposed to have the Forex rates showing up on the front screens of Forex Sunday when the Forex comes back up at 5 o'clock Eastern time. And it's going to be very interesting. Government shutdown, we're in day 37, and maybe it'll stay shut down for a few more days. And then I think President Trump will have additional power to do what he needs to do beginning Monday, the 10th. So we'll see what happens on that day, if there's anything different, and we'll keep an eye on this whole thing as we go forward. All right? So let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to talking with you guys Tuesday, which hopefully we'll have numbers, and hopefully, that's right, that is going to be Veterans Day, isn't it? And we'll have a call then. And then we'll go ahead and celebrate our veterans, and then we'll go ahead and see where we are in the meantime. Maybe it'll be a veterans call and a celebration call. We'll see what it is, okay? Well, let's pray the call out. First of all, I want to thank Sue and Bob and GCK, and thank you, Doug, and thank you, Pastor Scott. And thank you, Jeannie, and everybody that contributes to the big call. Thank you, the satellite team, for getting the signal out again all over the globe to as many as 200 countries in the world. And thank you for Big Call Universe, you listeners that have listened to us faithfully for 14 years on the big call. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. And let's pray the call out. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for the opportunity that we have to share, not only share information about the blessing, but also share information about you and your word. Thank you for Jesus Christ. Thank you that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords and will be coming back one day to gather up his church, the body of Christ, and then after that, he'll be coming back in the second coming to set up his kingdom, his earthly kingdom, in Jerusalem. Well, thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives to prepare us for this blessing. We will be good stewards of it. As Jeannie always mentions, it was a really good idea for us, and we will be good stewards of it, to try to help other people and bring them the gospel and help them throughout our lives and every project that we do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, you guys, I will look forward to talking with you on Tuesday. Let's keep an eye and see what happens between now and then. God bless you.